This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information back and forth happening in Washington, D.C. between the president and the Canadian government, the state of Michigan, even the people in Congress currently attempting to run for U.S. Senate. Kind of interesting, the back and forth. President Trump said on a Truth Social post that he was going to delay the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge between Detroit and Windsor until we can get a fair trade deal with Canada. Trump made outrageous statements like the United States of America should own half of the bridge and we should get half the money. Even though the bridge was financed by Canada and is under a joint partnership ownership agreement with the state of Michigan, not the United States. Trump went on to say in his post that he feels the tariffs on our dairy products going into Canada, tariffs on American alcohol, like, for example, Kentucky bourbon getting sold into Canada, huge tariffs, even though Canada doesn't make the best quality bourbon like Kentucky does. Kentucky is by far the number one best bourbon on the planet. There's some geographical reasons for it, but we won't get into that right now. Bottom line, Trump says the bridge isn't opening. You guys can finish construction, plan to have your ribbon cutting, but it's not going to happen. Well, immediately, Canadian president basically responding negatively to Trump's statement. Governor Gretchen Whitmer coming out against it. And Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed, after the New York Times reported that he, El Sayed, met with the United States Commerce Secretary after they met with the Ambassador Bridge owner, Matthew Maroon, a few hours before President Trump vowed to keep the bridge closed until a new trade deal could be cut with Canada. Well, El Sayed says the only folks who will lose when this bridge isn't open is going to be the Maroons, millionaire Trump donors who own the competing Ambassador Bridge. This is about rewarding them. With Trump, it's always about the grift. No, sorry, El Sayed. And by the way, you're wasting your time running for U.S. Senate. Not going to happen. This is a process that Donald Trump is utilizing leverage over Canada to force them back to the negotiation table and to get these unfair trade imbalances with Canada fixed once and for all. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do about rewarding Maddie Maroon and the Ambassador Bridge. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday, February the 11th. Joining us on the line, as usual, Dr. Jeff is in the house. If you have any questions for him, text him to me at 231-360-5140. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, since you purchased Sioux Animal Hospital a few years ago now, you've brought in a bunch of new equipment. You got more technology, new equipment coming, but you've also increased services, expanded the building. You've done all kinds of things, hiring more people. I kind of, for those people who have never heard you before, I got quite a few new listeners in the Sheboygan area. I've got some new folks up in the UP. Actually, some new listeners downstate texted me this week. For those who don't know fully your background as well as the things you've done at the Sioux Animal Hospital, give a short, brief resume on yourself as far as being a veterinarian, what kind of services you're going through, and also the location itself.
I've been a veterinarian since 1995, so I'm going, 31 years now doing this. And come May, it'll be 31 years. And, I've pretty much, done it all. I was in the Army. I've worked in large animal. I worked in small animal surgery. I mean, everything. You know, we do pretty much all that. I bought the clinic here, the hospital, 16 years ago. Actually, this September will be 16 years. I bought it in 2010. And since then, we have added to it quite a bit. When I bought it, the original building was only like 2,300 square feet. We've added, we're like 5,600 square feet now. We've got a dedicated surgery suite, ICU, and we've added lots of new equipment. And even to the fact we are just getting next week, we are completely upgrading our entire in-house labs. We've had the IDEX labs for quite a while now, actually 16 years since I've had the place. But now we're going to some lab equipment that actually has AI integration into it. So that's going to really help our ability to provide answers here in clinic.
Previously, for the last 16 years, you've been on some of your lab testing. You've been having to send that out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a couple days, for those labs to come back. By then, of course, the patient's gone home, and then you have to call them with the results or reschedule another visit. You're saying this equipment will actually now process that lab and give you the results basically on the spot?
Yeah. I mean, more of it. I mean, there's still some of the AIs going to look at it and go, I don't know what I'm looking at either, and we'll have to send it to a – but the nice thing is, this is typically what would happen. Somebody comes in with a bump on their dog, because dogs get bumps or cats or whatever, and I said, let's go ahead and we stick a needle in it. You just stick a little needle in it. You draw some cells out of it. You put it on a slide, and we stain it. We look at it, and, normally – we would look at it, and sometimes we can tell what it is, just by looking at it. But sometimes you can't. And if you can't, then we have to go ahead and we would have to physically send that slide, mail it to the pathologist so that they can then look at it and go, that's a mast cell tumor. That's this, that's that, or whatever. What this is going to do is these little units will go ahead, we stain it, you slap it on there, the computer does this little magic and scans it, and then it uses a lot of the AI technology to go, this is a mast cell tumor, this isn't, or whatever. But if AI can't figure out what it is, because no matter how good AI is, humans are better.
Sure.
At interpreting things, and it will, through the magic of the internet, send that image real time to a pathologist, and then we can get an answer back in, they said if you do it urgent, like 30 to 40 minutes, I can get an answer back from a pathologist reading it from wherever they're at right now. I don't know where Kansas City is where it's going to. Something like that.
That's amazing. But,
So
now you're basically, while the patient is still there, having to wait a little bit, but basically could get an answer back that day while they're still in the animal hospital.
Yep. Yeah, because a lot of it, and as you know, as a lot of our listeners know, we cover, we do a lot of referral work. And so I see people from, I mean, literally all over the Great Lakes area. I mean, I've had people from Chicago, and we've had people, you know, Wisconsin, Ohio, you know, come up to have us do, you know, work, because we can, one, get you in earlier, and two, we usually don't charge as much as they do downstate. And the, so I try to get as much done while you're here, because you have, people have to travel a long way. You know, I don't,
sure.
You know, I mean, if somebody lives in town, it's, you know, easy enough. Okay, here's your sample. Hey, I'll call you tomorrow with results, you know. And then if they just live in town, I'm like, yeah, you need to come pick up, you know, your antibiotic or whatever. Well, if you live in, you know, Ohio,
yeah, a little harder to do that.
Hard to do that. So, right. Yeah. So that.
Well, Jeff, we're having some difficulty with your microphone. I don't know if it's plugged in properly. We just lost you. Are you still there, Jeff? We see you connected into the studio. Okay, I think you're there. Jeff, are you there? There you go.
Can you get me now?
We got you back.
Yes. Get me now?
Yes, we got you.
Plugged in.
Yep. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I think my headset just went.
Okay, let's try a setting.
Lost everything.
Can you hear me?
Devices, that's still hooked up. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, Jeff. Can you hear me? Nope, we lost Jeff. Okay, well, we're going to have to reconnect with Jeff another day. But bottom line, folks, a lot of new technology, a lot of new equipment, new staff. He's also picked up another veterinarian doctor. Dr. Caitlin is in the office with them. 9 to 5, Monday through Fridays, is their office hours, located there in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. The phone number is area code 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. So give them a call, store it in your phone. Check them out also, Sault Animal Hospital. They have a page on Facebook. They also have a website, Sault Animal Hospital, all spelled out, S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com is the website. And like Dr. Jeff said, if you're downstate or out of state and you'd like a second opinion, especially on a surgery, Dr. Jeff is a phenomenal surgeon. He loves to do surgeries. He's very experienced in it. You can get your records from your veterinarian office emailed up to the Sault Animal Hospital. The email address is info@sault animalhospital.com. Have the veterinarian email your animal's files, their entire records, up to Dr. Jeff, and as well as any photos, if you can take pictures. And he also asks that you take pictures a little bit farther away, with some kind of building, some kind of furniture, something to give him perspective of size, and then move in closer to the fatty tumor or whatever it is that you're taking a picture of. Send that to him as well by email if you can. Again, info@sauanimalhospital.com. So greatly appreciate Jeff. We will get him a new headset for next Wednesday. I apologize. Technology, you love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't. But yeah, we lost him in mid-sentence there. So greatly appreciate him. Again, he is Mr. Snoop's vet. It's worth the drive, folks. You definitely, definitely appreciate Dr. Jeff and everything his staff is doing for us. Phone number one last time, store it in your phone, 906-635-5910. We've got some interesting stories pulled up. And a judge, completely uninformed, having no idea even what qualified voter files contain, made a ruling. And I'm sure this ruling is going to get appealed, because basically this judge, Hala Jarboo, U.S. District Judge in Michigan's Western District, that's down in Grand Rapids, has no idea what the qualified electronic voter list includes. federal judge yesterday dismissed the U.S. Department of Justice's Pam Bondi's lawsuit seeking Michigan's full, and they threw that word in the story, full electronic voter lists, including personal information such as Social Security numbers. And electronic qualified voter files do not have our Social Security numbers. Nowhere is it on there. But yet this judge claims personal information such as Social Security numbers was the basis for his, her decision. Holla, I don't know if that's a man or woman. I have no idea. In the district judge's decision, held that the Help America Vote Act, this is a federal act, folks, known as HAVA, along with the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA, and the Civil Rights Act of 1960, do not allow the United States to obtain, quote unquote, the state's full unredacted voter registration list. Jarboul's ruling grants the state's request for the dismissal of the lawsuit. While Attorney General Dana Nessel made a statement in response to the judge's decision, the Trump administration attempted to unlawfully force Michigan into handing over private, sensitive information of millions of voters with no legal basis. And I'm relieved that the court dismissed this case. We will not be bullied into violating the privacy rights of residents, and my office will continue to protect the personal data of Michiganders, end quote, said Attorney General Dana Nessel. The next Democrat governor of the state of Michigan, current Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, called the ruling a victory, quote unquote, for every Michigan citizen and for the rule of law, noting that the decision affirms that the law is on our side, end quote. Well, this is all paused because the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, sued Michigan, as well as five other states. By the way, all these states were Democrat Secretary of States. Every one of these have a Democrat governor, all six of them, including Michigan. Back in September, for failing to produce their statewide voter registration list upon request, Benson said she had released what the government was legally entitled to, while the government argued that Benson's refusal to provide the information prevents the Attorney General of the United States from enforcing HAVA list maintenance requirements. Well, we need to get into HAVA. We need to look at it. We actually have to see what it says and then find out whether or not the Department of Justice is going to appeal this to the Supreme Court. Go to the appellate court, but with the pending upcoming election being so close, they'll probably ask for immediate consideration and try to leapfrog it right to the United States Supreme Court. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour, news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.